It's National FFA Week. To celebrate, we're highlighting the stories of current and former FFA members from across the region. Former Goodhue, Minnesota FFA member Leah Bott always wanted to teach.
I think during my senior year that I went, you know, I really like agriculture and the FFA. I've always wanted to be a teacher. Why not put them together? And went and did a college visit at the University of Minnesota on St. Paul campus, and Dr. Roland Peterson convinced me to come there into ag education, and that's where I did all of my undergrad and my graduate work, too.
Bott taught at Anoka High School and Montevideo High School and others before teaching at Silver Bay, Minnesota. Agriculture education is much different on the eastern side of the state than the traditional agriculture taught in western Minnesota. Bott's curriculum has more of a natural resources focus.
The parks that we have right in our backyard and the forestry and fish and wildlife. I've also, I do a lot of kind of about where your food comes from.
Bott says understanding traditional agriculture is not something to be taken for granted.
Telling them that I was, my students, that I was going back, you know, back home. It was in the fall. I was excited to ride in a combine. And one of the students raised his hand and he said, "What's a combine?" You know, they had never been in one. They'd never seen one. And providing that experience for kids is good.
It's refreshing to Bott to pass on a love of agriculture education to her students. In fact, some former students are now teaching agriculture in the state.
It's like this kind of next generation that I'm seeing, you know, being involved in the profession. I'm a big believer in paying it forward. It really is an amazing profession with so many great people.
National FFA Week coverage is presented by the Minnesota Agriculture Education Leadership Council, Bayer, Nutrien, Proceed, and Corteva Agriscience. Be sure to check out the Red River Farm Network's Facebook and Twitter pages for more stories and fun throwback FFA photos this week. Reporting agriculture's business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.